With Montana News, I'm Maxine Spire. The University of Montana's new president and football coach will participate in a forum on sexism, sexual assault, and cyberbullying next week. Edward O'Brien reports.
Monday's panel discussion is hosted by local human rights group Missoula Rises. Erin Erickson is the group's founder and director.
It started actually with a petition that was done by a woman named Lisa Davey. She had started that petition individually, and it arose with the talk of University of Montana rehiring Bobby Houck as the head coach.
Reaction to Houck's rehiring late last year drew divisive reaction. Houck posted an 80-17 record during his first go-round with the Grizzlies from 2003 to 2009. His return thrilled some fans who are hungry to get back to the team's glory days. But critics like season ticket holder and UM alum Lisa Davey say Houck's recruiting decisions led to big problems. 12 Grizzly players pleaded guilty or no contest to a variety of crimes when Houck first coached at UM. Davey circulated a petition to UM to not rehire Houck that generated several hundred signatures. It also led to a vicious backlash against her on some online fan forums, including personal insults and threats of violence. The university condemned those actions. Erin Erickson of Missoula Rises says UM should be commended for willingly participating in Monday's forum. Athletic director Kent Haslam will join President Bodner and Coach Houck on the panel.
The point of this forum is to really have the conversation with the university, to get the facts out on the table, to understand what the university is doing, to actually listen to Coach Houck and hear how his style may have changed or not, to hear his opinion or his thoughts on these issues, and just to have a community conversation about it so that we can hopefully generate ideas together as to how we can continue to move forward in a positive way.
Monday's forum runs from 7 to 8:30 at Missoula's Wilma Theater. Details can be found on our website at mtpr.org. Edward O'Brien, Montana Public Radio.